Allah reward all the brothers who are reading Quran Sharif and try in such a way that 24 hours all the time Quran Sharif be recited. Inshallah, that will bring a lot of goodness and barakah for those who are reading, for the whole Khanqah, and for the whole area. It has an effect everywhere, and in the whole world it will have an effect. Like the tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, which carries on all the time. It's not only there that the barakat is, but for the whole world those barakat. And the Quran Sharif also, Allah reward all those brothers who are reading, except inshallah. Further, with regard to the bayan of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, just before Ramadan started. Further, this indeed, the month of patience, and the reward for true patience is Jannah. This is the month that we develop the great quality of sabr, because we don't get our favorite thing, our food, and also sleep. We are also, it's not full, the normal sleep also. And those things are very dear to a person, his food also. And now we don't have our food the whole day. So a person makes sabr, he knows he can have it. And that is what sabr is. There are three types of sabr. One sabr is that we be regular with fulfilling the commands of Allah. Though our nafs does not want it, we put pressure on ourselves that I have to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. The other sabr, that we stay away from guna, that the nafs wants to get involved in guna, all the wrong things. That sabr is that we abstain, we stay away. And the third sabr, which normally we call sabr, that is some difficulty, a hardship, something against our desires, our routine happen, now to make sabr at that time. Accept it as the command of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, in my life also things go wrong, what we say go wrong, which is against our desires, our temperament, what we would like. So he says, I do two things. One is that I accept it, it is from Allah Ta'ala. That is the greatest thing. The minute a person accepts it, this condition is from Allah Ta'ala, then it becomes very, very light for him. The other, he says that it could be worse. It's worse than this could have happened. And that Allah Ta'ala, I just got away with something very light. So that makes it also very light on a person. And no matter what difficulties, conditions come on a person, if he takes this, then inshallah, there's no question of even really sadness, sorrow. A person will accept it. It is from Allah. And Allah Ta'ala says that all conditions are from Allah. Huwa Mawlana. And He is our Mawla. He is our friend. He is our guardian. He is our guide. So He only gives good to us. What is only good for us. لَيُصِيبَنَا no problem comes to us, but it is from Allah Ta'ala. And He is our guide, our friend. So a friend only does good for us. To understand that, one very common story that we mentioned, a parable for us to take a lesson, was this king who you loved his hunting. And he was going on one of his hunting trips, and he should go with his chief minister every time. They used to get on very well. Just as they started the trip, the king got cut by his thumb. And just when a person gets cut, just the injury just happened, at that time it pains a lot. Then it eases off. Slowly it becomes less. But that time it is a lot. And this minister had the habit of saying, whatever Allah does is for the best. So he told it that time also. The king became very angry and upset. I got hurt. I'm in pain. And my hunting trip won't go now normal because of this pain, the injury that I got. And you saying it's good that happened, that what Allah does is good. So the king ordered he must be put in jail for 3 days. Again he said that whatever Allah does is for the best. So he went to jail. The king carried on with his hunting trip. He went beyond his borders to another land where there were cannibals who used to eat human beings alive. They caught the king and they were going to eat him alive. But they also had some masalas in that, like we have for Qurbani. The tail must be right, the eyes to the horns must be right, horns must be right, etc. So when they checked up, they saw that no, he's not fit for Qurbani. He's got a cut, so he can't be. So they let him go free. So then he realized that what Allah did was for the best. One cut and I got saved. If I didn't have that cut, these people should have eaten me alive. So he came and he said that, minister free from jail, and gave him VIP treatment, red carpet treatment. Now I understand what you told, that Allah saved my life just by the small cut. But when I send you to jail, what was good in that for you? You said that also what Allah does is good. He said, Bashar Salamat, O King, you know we don't separate from one another. We are always together. So when they caught you, they should have caught me also. You got saved because you had that cut. I got no injury on my body. No cut or anything. They should have eaten me up. You put me 3 days in jail and my life got saved. That I didn't go with you. So whatever Allah does is only for the best. We must not asa an takrahu shay'an wa huwa khayrun lakum. Sometimes you dislike things, but Allah says it's better for you. Wa asa an tuhibbu shay'an wa huwa sharrun lakum. And at times you like things, but that is not good for you, it's bad for you. Allah knows, huwa maulana. So this is that patience that we should try and develop in this month. And at the same time, all types. What we are eating, at the time of eating, there are so many things, as Hazrat explains in the kitab, we have got 5, 10 things, different varieties of things. And poor people don't have anything. So if we reduce our thing and we think of the poor, we make sabr. We are used to having such a variety at iftari time, etc. But if we make sabr and we think of the poor at that time. And the reward for true, many people ask, how long must I make sabr? Sabr is that you have to go with it into Jannah. And that is still more, because the minute if you have these qualities, all the righteous qualities in which is sabr also, then when you die, you will go straight to Jannah. So sabr, a person must make right through till Jannah. Sabr on to fulfill the commandments of Allah is right till the time of maut. To stay away from guna is right till the time of maut. And any difficulties and hardships. Today, when a person, little something goes wrong in his life, he thinks, I got the biggest problems in the world. And when you take that attitude, then you are making yourself negative. And you're making yourself miserable. And you're making others miserable around you. But if you take it, other people have worse conditions than what I got. This is nothing so bad. Then you'll be very light-hearted. So Allah, give us that through this month that we learn sabr. It is a month of showing kindness to everyone. That is part of the sabr. We show kindness to everyone. This is also a great training period for this quality. You are under pressure. You haven't eaten. You have got roza. You made 20 rakats extra taraweeh. So your sleep is not complete. You got up early for your sehri. Again, you cut your sleep down. So you are under pressure. But in that condition, think of other people. To serve other people, to be good to other people when everything is all right with us, that is no real achievement. That should be there. But when we are under pressure, at that time to give preference to others. So this brings out that great quality which every mu'min should have. That yu'thiruna ala anfusihim walau kana bihim khasasa. That they prefer and they give preference to other people, though they themselves are in difficult conditions. The Ansar of Medina Sharif, when the Muhajireen came from Makkah Sharif, then they sacrificed everything of theirs for them. Their food they sacrificed. So much so, if a person had 2 wives, he would give, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, paired them up. And he with his spare brother, if he told him, choose of these 2 wives, whichever one you like, I will divorce her. After she passes, say, iddat, you can marry her. And so much and of course when he gave him the choice, he will choose, of course, the more beautiful one. And this person here sacrificed that. And they for in their business, in all their household things, they made them partners, they made them share everything. And though they themselves, one Sahabi hosting somebody, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to get guests, and he should ask the Sahaba, who will host this person, this guest? And then somebody would, he will volunteer that I will take this guest. One Sahabi took one guest and he asked his wife if there is food. She said, just enough for their children. And then he said, lull the children to sleep. And when you put the food, with some excuse, let the lamp go off. And then let the mehman, the guest, eat to his full. And we will just move our mouths, making like as though we are eating. They did not. When they went to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam in the morning, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam gave them great tidings. That amal of them reached above the seven heavens. It went to the arsh of Allah, and Allah acknowledged it also. That these people are those people who give preference to others over them. So this is that month that we should try and do that. Whether it is at the eve when we are eating, then give preference to others. Let them dish out first. Let us not be that we just dish out. And in that also, very important in any case, let us not dish out too much. They dish out a little. You can by all means dish out 3 times, 5 times if you want to, 10 times if you want to. But don't dish out so much that you can't finish it. And then that goes for waste. That should not be the case at all. We don't have, perhaps, there may be somebody, but we had Maulana Abdullah Darwish, Rahmatullah Aliyah, who should come every year in Ramadan. And he should go a bit later for his iftari. And then when he went, almost everyone had eaten finished. Then he would take all the plates and whatever they had left, that is what he should eat. And the whole day he used to read Quran Sharif. He passed away on Eid's morning. He was a very, very pious person, and only Quran Sharif he used to read. So he should go down and eat of what everyone else had left in their plates. He should clean their plates. And properly he should clean them. So what qualities Allah gives to people. So anyway, we should dish out a little bit. Finish it. You want more? By all means, take more. Inshallah, the food won't be short. And every person has, he can eat as much as he wants to. Though we are encouraged not to eat too much. Not to overeat. In the Khanqah of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, the announcements used to make that eat as much as you want to. Of course, not Rosa time, besides Rosa. Sleep as much as you want to. But no talking was allowed. If anyone was found talking, somebody, and Hazrat should have his people in the Khanqah to see what's happening, that things are running correctly, that there aren't any negative things happening. So if anyone was reported that he was talking, he used to be ordered to go out. Hazrat Shaykh was very lenient, very soft, but this is a thing that he would not tolerate, that this talking. So we must be very careful. And today we talk. One is with ourselves. Then going to bed, we start fantasizing. We're talking with our nafs, our worst enemy. Our friends here are not that enemies. Our nafs is our worst enemy. And the other is the cell phone. And with that we are busy. So we are in contact with people where and where in the whole world. And outwardly, nobody will know. And the greatest being, Allah knows everything. So we should try and stay away from. And the more we can stay, just what is absolutely essential. In the Khanqah of Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, people should come and spend 4 months there, should come and spend 40 days there, and they should share a room. But after the 4 months, 40 days, they did not know one another's names also. They didn't know from where that person comes. Because they didn't come there to know the profiles of people or to make contacts. They came for the Islam. So if we also came for our Islam, then that will be our worry. What a person's, what his concern is his concern. And we, at the first meeting, we know the whole history of that person. And his parents also. And his place where he stays, the geography also we know. Everything we come to know. But what is right, we should stay away from that. We shouldn't get involved in all this talking. And even if somebody thinks you're a snob or something, or you're thinking too much of yourself, you're not responsible for what they are thinking. You must do what you have to do. You make salam, and the most is, you perhaps ask, how are you? And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they used to ask, how are you? Kayfa haluk, was not really your health, but your dini condition. How is your dini condition? Today we are least worried of the dini condition of anyone. We just worry of, just as a courtesy, that how are you? That's all. But the dini condition of the person, we are not worried. Well, that I'm not managing my namazes now, then they should offer their help to that person. I'm weak in this, I've got this bad habit. So that is what we must be concerned about. So Allah Ta'ala make that we don't engage all in the stalking, and as far as eating, that we give preference to one another. Using the toilet when we go. If the toilets are not enough, there's a queue, try and give preference to others, especially old people. If there are some invalids or somebody, try and give preference, especially if we don't have an urgent need to go. Somebody else might be there who has got a much more urgent need, and the toilets are occupied, so try and give preference to others in all our matters, our sleeping place, etc., whatever it is. Try and give preference to others. This is a great quality which we have to try and develop here. And if we develop that here, then inshallah it will help us our whole life when we go from here also, and our lives we are at home, etc. It will help us tremendously. It is a month of showing kindness to everyone. It is a month in which a true believer's risk, food, money are increased. That our rosy is increased. And our biggest rosy is our rosy of deen. That, and this month is clearly it is seen that it is increased. Everyone, his deeni condition improves in the month of Ramadan. So much so that a person is a habitual drinker. He consumes alcohol. In this month, he will hide and drink. Or there are those who won't drink. A smoker. He can't stay away from his cigarettes. But roza he keeps, he won't. He'll perhaps make iftari with a smoke, which is totally wrong, of course. But the whole day he kept away. And this is all just a matter, again, of getting mind over matter. When you could stay away from your cigarettes the whole day, there is absolute, if roza was 1 hour longer, if it was that season, you should have stayed away from another hour also. And when you are keeping roza, and in the day when you are awake, when you need your energy more, and you are staying awake, so now when the night comes, when now you're not using your energy so much, you can stay away. You stayed away in the day, when you need your energy more, when you need it less, you can stay away. So just understand, it's just a matter of understanding, I can stay away. And the fact of the matter is, every person, Muslim, non-Muslim, Allah has given that capability, that potential within us to stay away not only from cigarettes, from all haram things. Otherwise, Allah would not have made it farz on us to stay away from haram. If we couldn't, we didn't have that capability, we didn't have that potential, then, na'udhu billah, it would be that Allah has made zulam on us, that we can't stay away, and Allah is forcing us to stay away. We can stay away. Allah la yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah Ta'ala has just made us responsible to that extent that what we can do. And that is not our judgment, that how much I can do. That is, Allah has judged for us what we can do. So we should, we can stay away from that smoking, a person can. And in fact, Ramadan is the best month, easiest month, to kick all our bad habits. Even a drug addict. Imam Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi was asked about a drug addict. He did not advise them to go to a rehab or to go for counseling. He said that you have that potential, just a matter of using it. In Urdu, there is a term that is called himmat chor, that a thief of your himmat, your courage. You don't use it. kaam chor, a person who is lazy. Whenever there is some work to be done, then he's absent. One, two friends were going on a journey, and it became meal times. So the one said that I will go and get the firewood, and you go and buy the groceries, whatever we're going to eat. So he said, I'm too tired, I can't manage. Then the friend brought the firewood, he brought the groceries also. He said, clean the vegetables, cut it, clean it, etc., the potatoes, whatever. So I'm too tired, I can't manage. In this way, he said, okay, I'll do that also. Everything he did. Finally, when he put the dasturkhan down and he told him to come and eat, he says, now I feel shy. I'm telling you everything I can't do. Now I haven't got the courage to say that I'm too weak and too lazy and I can't come to the dasturkhan. Now I'll comply to what you say and I will be there. So a calm chore, he doesn't want to do anything. And when he's to his advantage, then he's awake. He'll be fast asleep. Blacksmith was working with his iron, hitting on the iron hard, with his big hammer. And his dog was there, fast asleep. And when he took out his lunch to eat, then the dog was awake. So he says, Nalai, when I'm hitting so hard, you are snoring and you are fast asleep. And now when I'm just chewing the food, now you are awake. So that should not be our condition. We should be always helpful to other people, help other people. So this is the rosy also is increased. We see that even poor people, generally, they also have extra things for the iftari. Not only normal food, but they have extra things. Allah help all the poor people. There are those also who don't have anything. Some friends of ours of the Madrasa Ustad who do charitable work, they went to Cape Town in 1 year in Ramzan to help the poor people. They went in the poor areas. The conditions there also are very poor. Poor people are also very poor. They found a lady who had she had prepared potatoes, just sliced potatoes, and she was going to fry them for iftari for herself, for her children. But just as she was going to fry it, she ran out of electricity. The prepaid, her electricity got finished. Now she had nothing to do that. Just then Allah made it that these people came and they gave her money. She was so appreciative. Now I can buy electricity, I can fry the potatoes. But in that condition, only potatoes, just nothing else, they were going to have. But all the children had roza. Small children, but they had roza even in that condition. So to help out other people. So Allah increases our rosy in this month. And the real rosy which we can see is our spiritual rosa. That everyone, his dini condition improves in the month of Ramadan. A person who doesn't keep rosa is eating, he hides and eats. Otherwise, he doesn't worry. But this month is such, so it is for us to take advantage. When Allah has made it like that, لِلَّهِ نَفَحَاتِ, there are that wind of Allah, that breeze, wonderful breeze is blowing, take advantage. And we do it in this month, inshallah, the qualities will stay with us for the whole year. Our tilawat, our namaz, make it with takbir-e-ula, all five namazes, make all our nafals also. All the nafals, let us also read them, inshallah. Whoever feeds a fasting person in order to break the fast at iftar, for him there shall be forgiveness of sins and freedom from the fire of Jahannam. And he shall receive the same reward as the fasting person without the fasting person losing any reward. These are the great mercies of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, that give iftari to somebody else. Just like it comes when we are sitting at a dasturkhan and there is water, enough water, and water is free also, everyone gets enough. But you give somebody to drink water, you get great rewards. And if there isn't water for any reason, shortage of water, and then you give somebody, you give preference to that person, you give him, it's like you brought a dead person back to life again. So just all the preference. We can dish out, we give preference to our friend. You dish out first. Water we pour for our friend, we give him water. We want to drink, and oh, glass is in our hand and we offer it to somebody else. All these things have got great merit. And from there we should learn all this to give preference to others and for our whole life, wherever we can, all the time. The true qualities of a human, the true qualities of a mu'min should come in us. We shouldn't follow. Today our nature is that what other people are doing wrong, we say, but they also doing it. So and so is also doing it. So if all are doing the wrong, doesn't mean we must do the wrong. And we should see the good which others are doing. And we should try and just do that good. Unfortunately, our nature, we only see our good, that I'm very good. I'm very pious. And everyone else, we see all their faults. We should reverse this also. See the good of other people. And see our own faults. Allah has given us two eyes. Use the one eye to see the good of other people. And use the other eye to look at our own faults. We must not be, unfortunately, we only see the faults of other people. So learn to see the good of other people. So Allah give us that tawfiq also, that we make this ithar, and we see to the needs of other people. Thereupon we said, O Messenger of Allah, O Rasul of Allah, not all of us can afford to give a fasting person something to break his fast with. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala gives the same reward to the one who gives a fasting person just one day, or a drink of water, or a sip of milk to break the fast with. This was the nature of the munafiqeen, that when the Muslims used to give in the path of Allah for jihad, for any good cause, those who gave a big amount, they should say these people are doing it to show off. That's why they're giving a big amount. And those who couldn't afford and just give a small amount, they say what was the need of giving it also? Why did they even give? So that should not be the case. That, a person who gives, somebody who gives a big amount, alhamdulillah, we make dua, Allah Ta'ala accept it. And we learn a lesson from him, that we also try and give as much as we can. And it's not a matter of the amount you give, but it's a matter of how much you got and you gave. When on the battle of Tabuk, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made a call for collection. And from here, ulama say, for ulama who go out for collection for dini work, it is also proven collective collection and individual collection. Both are proven from the hadith. So anyway, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for donation. Then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu brought everything he had. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu brought more than what he brought. But it was half his possession. So Hazrat Abu Bakr, though the amount he gave was less, but it was much more, double the amount of what Hazrat Umar gave. He gave half of what he had. Hazrat Abu Bakr gave everything. So when we give, every person's condition is different. A person who's got 1 million rand and he gives 1,000 rand, what was it? It's really nothing, very little. And a person who had 100 rand and he gave 50 rand, he gave so much. That person, though the amount is less, and the effect of it also is not that amount, but it is the barakat Allah will put. The amount Allah, barakat Allah will put in that less money, that 50 rand. It won't be in that 1,000 rand of the rich man. It will be according to what we have given. So this is a time that everyone should, whatever we can do, we should try and do. We don't say, I'm too poor and this is only the work of the rich people. We see the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, the rich people, we make namaz, they also make namaz. We keep roza, they make roza. They keep roza, all the things. But they do things which we cannot do. They go in jihad. They got the money. We haven't got money to go in jihad. They give charity. We haven't got money to give charity. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I'll show you something by which you can surpass them. Read Tasbihat-e Fatimi. There's 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. But that time the rich also came to know and they also started doing that also. Then the poor Sahaba came again to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. He said, that is ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That is the fadl, the extra which Allah wants to, Allah gives to whom He wishes to. So anyway, in this month we should try, and it is also, we know it's common that most of the people who take out the zakat, they take it out in Ramadan. Though it's not necessary, but they do it for the extra sawab. And great extra sawabs in the month of Ramadan. But they must be careful, they don't miscalculate that they have stretched a year to 1 year, 6 months, for example. So that 6 months, they must make the allowance for it when they give their zakat. Their zakat was supposed to be given 6 months earlier. Because zakat is not by Ramadan. Zakat is by the time you have become baligh, and by the time you have so much of money of your own on which zakat becomes compulsory. So that may not be in Ramadan. But you want to give it in Ramadan, no problem also. If you give it for the extra sawab. And also when it becomes compulsory and there's a need, there are people in need of that zakat, now don't delay it and say, I'll give it only in Ramadan. That time, that need that is there, fulfill that need, whatever individual, collectively, the earthquake, for example, etc., places where there are droughts, where there is a need, give it earlier also. But we normally give it in Ramadan. Our charity, lillah, sadaqah, extra, nafal sadaqah, we give that also normally in the month of Ramadan, because the reward is so great. So, there is no problem, we can do that. So it is a month that everyone is giving, where Allah bring that quality in us also. And when we do it with sincerity, one of the easy ways of not taking zakat, being poor and having to accept zakat, and to give zakat, is what you got spent from there, trusting on Allah. And then see how Allah will give you more. And very soon you will be in a position where you won't take zakat, you'll be giving zakat. Allah will make you so rich, not only that you are eating properly, having, but you'll be so rich that you'll give zakat to other people. So this is also a quality that we should try and develop in ourselves. This is a month, the first of which brings Allah's mercy. The middle brings the forgiveness from Allah. And the last brings emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. So this is a month filled with barakat. The first, Allah's rahmat comes down in torrents and torrents it comes. Really, if we had that eyes to see, our eyes would have been dazzled, dazed. We won't be able to have seen how much of Allah's rahmat is coming down. It's just pouring down. And we are all in the first ashara, the first 10 days of Ramadan, when Allah's rahmat is really pouring down. The mu'min can feel it. And according to the level of our iman, we can feel it more, and we can feel it, how much of iman we will feel that. And if we had that eyes to see the unseen, we would be completely dazzled. How much Allah Ta'ala. And we must make shukr that how Allah Ta'ala is giving this rahmat and giving it in torrents. And it is coming to the mu'mineen. The non-believers don't get this. They are deprived of it. And it's so easy to understand a person when it is rain is pouring down. Torrents of rain coming down. But you are in your car, you not one drop of rain is falling on you. And it is a hot, hot day. In your car, you have got your aircon. You are comfortable. You don't feel anything. So Allah Ta'ala's system is much above this also. So Allah directs His rahmat, torrents of rahmat to the believers. And it is coming in great amounts. And then the second 10 days are the forgiveness of Allah. How Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Aris explained that those people who observed, they made their lives, especially from Rajab, they corrected their namazas, they corrected their iman and yaqeen by the great event of Mi'raj. And the 15th of Shaban, they cleansed themselves, they purified themselves. They kept more rosas in Ramadan, in Shaban, to purify. Rosas is a burner. It burns all our bad habits. It cleanses us. Just like the blacksmith uses steel. And in order to purify gold also, it is burnt. And then all the dirt is removed. Ramadan burns out all our evil habits. Whatever we have got, greed, hatred, jealousy, backbiting about others, belittling, thinking low about other people, Ramadan is that month that it completely. So if we did that, when Ramadan just starts, those people will feel the rahmat of Allah coming down. And they will enjoy the coming of Ramadan. They will not wish that it must be delayed, forget by one day, by one minute. They will not wish that the first of Ramadan, that the moon must not be seen, that hope it was not seen. They wish that there mustn't be a delay of half an hour. I must see the moon myself, and immediately my rahmat starts pouring down. And when Allah Ta'ala is giving so much, so that is according to the level of a person's iman, Allah blesses. Mm-hmm. And if a person, he was not at that level, and he appreciated Ramadan, he kept his first 10 days roza, then now he's clean. Now he gets, he's freed, the gunas are now forgiven. In the first, the second 10 days are the days of the ashara, of forgiveness of sins. He couldn't get it from the beginning. He didn't observe the days before Rajab, Shaban at least. The whole year he should have observed and be pure for Ramadan. But he didn't do it, and at least now he kept his 10 rozas. Now Allah makes him free from his gunas. And a person who didn't sell also, and he had lot of gunas. Now after 20 days of roza, then emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Now he's set free. And there should be nobody in the ummah that the Ramadan passes and his sins are not forgiven. And he's not set free from the fire of Jahannam. This is stressed and shown in such a way that one of the du'as or bad-du'as, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ascended the mimbar, the three steps, and in one riwayat, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam made this bad-du'a, that person who finds Ramadan and doesn't get his sins forgiven, is not set free from the fire of Jahannam. Woe, destruction to that person. On which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ameen. And one riwayat, Jibreel alayhi salam told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to say, Ameen. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is Nabi your Rahmah, only mercy. This shows that it is like, can say, impossible that you can't get your sins forgiven in Ramadan. So we just have to turn in, tune in, just like on any TV channel or radio station, any particular channel you want to go, radio station you want to go. But on that radio station, you can catch Voice of America also. You can catch Radio China also. Radio Pakistan also. But it depends where your needle is, where you have tuned in. So everything is there. We must tune in now to the mercy of Allah. It's a matter of us tuning in. And then we will get all this. They are there. And the evil is also there. The rebellious shayateen for the believers are changed. For the non-believers, they are still making effort on them. And also for the believers, though they are changed, the rebellious, the other shayateen are still there. And they trained us 11 months and we are carrying on with that. But just so, don't turn into the station of the shaitan. So tune into the station of Rahman. And see what great goodness we can get in this month. So this month is filled with only goodness, overflowing the goodness. Let us not be deprived of it in any way. Whoever gives less work to his servants or workers, Allah Ta'ala will forgive him and free him from the fire of Jahannam. This is the month, make it easy for our workers. That is, if they are believers, Muslims, and that is if they are keeping roza. If they are not keeping roza themselves, then it's a different thing. But if they are keeping roza, and as Hazrat Shaykh writes, the calamity of the thing is, if the boss is not keeping roza, and he takes more work from his workers who are keeping roza, that will be very, very wrong, very, very oppressive for him. So the boss, he should make, keep an extra worker. And in the month of Ramadan, pay a bit more also for the work they are doing normally. Like if a worker works on a public holiday, then by law he is entitled to double his pay. So yeah, in the month of Ramadan, your workers, we should show kindness to them. And we should appreciate and make their work light for them. In this month, you should perform four things in great number. Two of the things are which will please Allah Ta'ala. And that is, La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah. These cards are given out. All of us, we got that card. Try and read this as much as we can. There is a great wazifa for the month of Ramadan. La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah. Just make it so easy. Nas'alullah al-jannah wa na'udhu billahi minan nar. So Allah, what Allah loves very greatly is La ilaha illallah. Nasta istighfar, Allah loves very greatly. Let it be on our tongues where there are these great fortunes in this month. If we are collecting them, but still let us realize I haven't got enough. And don't think now that I'm very pious, that I'm reading so much Quran Sharif, I'm doing so much good. No matter how much we do, it is not enough. And then the quality of what we do, none of us, when Nabi Ali Salatu Islam declared, Ma arafnaka haqqa ma'arifatik. Oh Allah, we could not recognize you as you are to be recognized. Anta kama asnayta ala nafsik. You are as you have praised yourself. We cannot, la nuhsi thanan alayk. We can never praise Allah if Allah is to be praised. That is, ma abadnaka haqqa ibadatik. We haven't made your ibadat as we are supposed to make. So let never that thought come that we have done a lot. Or that we are here for itikaf, we are spending our month in the khanqa for islah, and we think my friend at home, poor chap, he's lost out everything. We don't know who is where by Allah Ta'ala. Never think of ourselves better than the others. Normally it will happen. Our husband thinks he's better than his wife. Wife thinks she's more pious. Let us never think we are more pious. There are many women also who serve past. And what ibadat they make, and what good thoughts they have of Allah, and of deen, we can't even dream about that. So we must not think that I'm here in itikaf now, I'm here for in the khanqa, so I'm very pious. No, we must make istighfar all the time. So, la ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, and we see that Allah loves that ibadat that ends on istighfar. Our namaz is the greatest ibadat. And the greatest teacher is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the greatest student in the ummah was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught Hazrat Abu Bakr namaz. And at the end, what a namaz he taught. And what a namaz the student learned. But at the end, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. I've done a great wrong. And namaz, what wrong did you do? You performed namaz. What a virtuous act. But what was the wrong? I couldn't do it as it's supposed to be. I didn't, my concentration wasn't as it was supposed. My ruku wasn't supposed to be. For us, even our outward postures are very, very lacking. Our ruku is not right. Our sajda is not right. Nothing really of our namaz is right. So we have to make so much of istighfar. And then, nas'alullah al-jannah. When a'udhu billahi minan nar, we seek, beg Allah of Jannah, and what a person asks Allah, in fact it comes in the hadith, what Allah wants to give a person, Allah inspires that person to ask for it. So if we are asking this, it means Allah wants to give it. That's why now Allah put it on our tongue. So let our tongue be what we call ratbul lisan. All the time it's just on our tongue. As much as we can. Don't limit it to numbers. La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'alullah al-jannah, wa na'udhu billahi minan nar. Let us try and do that as much as possible, inshallah. Whoever gives a fasting person water to drink, Allah Ta'ala shall grant him to drink from my fountain. Such a drink after which that person shall never feel thirsty again until he enters Jannah. So, just to give somebody a glass of water, when we are making iftari, instead of me drinking first, give it to somebody. We have given it to somebody. And when we get the opportunity to go and bring it and give somebody. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes an incident that middle of the night, one wife woke up and her husband asked her, "What's wrong? You're not sleeping?" She said, "I'm feeling very thirsty." "So if you're feeling thirsty, go to the kitchen, get water, drink." She said, "Now who's getting up? Because when you are in bed, you don't want to get up. Rather, I won't get up." So, tossing, turning, she's feeling thirsty, but lazy not to get up and go. So the husband said, "Now that you spoke about being thirsty, I'm also feeling thirsty." The minute he said that, she jumped up to go and bring water. And that is what the good wives, that for themselves she wouldn't get up, but for the husband. The husband just said, "I'm feeling thirsty." When she brought the water, he said, "You drink it. I just wanted you to go and get the water for you to drink." Then she drank it, but she was very cross also, that he got her to get up to go and bring the water. But for her husband, she was ready to do it. For herself, she was not. But he said, "Now you drink it." So Allah Ta'ala, that we serve one another as much as we can. Khidmat is a great, great quality. Famous saying, Ibadat se Jannat milti hai. Khidmat se Khuda milta hai. That with our Ibadat we'll get Jannat, which is great. But to get Allah, well, then you have got Jannat also. You have got everything. So we should try our best to try and make khidmat also. Even if we are the mu'takifeen, we are here for i'tikaf, but we also try to make khidmat. Let us not be that we must be served. That is not a good quality that a person has in him, to be a makhdoom, to be served. A person must have the quality of being a khadim, to serve other people. Sayyidul Qawm Khadimuhum. The leader of a nation is the one who serves that nation, not the one who expects all to serve him. So that is the thing. Many of us, we want to become buzurgs because we see everyone serving the buzurg. But a buzurg only becomes a buzurg when he served his buzurgs. So let us learn to serve. And that is as far as buzurg is concerned. But it comes in the hadith that a person who looks after his parents, old parents, and he treats them well, when he becomes old, Allah will make other people to serve him also. And if we don't serve our parents, then when we become old, there won't be anyone to serve us also. So if we learn to serve, to serving somebody, making khidmat of people, is a very great quality. May Allah bless us with all the barakat of Ramadan, get the full barakat. And days are going already. Already 2 days are gone. How much is left really? And what we have to get, really a person should be like in a panic state, anxiety. I've got so little time left and I've got so much to do. And how am I going to manage it? And such a person doesn't waste time. Every moment he makes it valuable. Allah. And make our sleep also valuable. When we sleep, read our du'as. And also say to Allah, the sleep is a means to get, to refresh the body again. But O Allah, you are above the means. You are fine, haqiqi. Even without sleep, you can give me that freshness. You give it with sleep also, you can give it. Even with sleep, if Allah wants to, you have a full, proper sleep. But when you get up, you are tired. You are groggy. And when Allah wants to, you slept very little, but you are fresh. So it is in the hands of Allah. Our food also make it ibadat. Or make it ibadat at the level of our aqidah also. That the food won't satisfy our hunger. The sleep won't satisfy our tiredness. Take it away. It is in Allah's hand. So, and then, that Allah Ta'ala, every moment of my sleep, you fill it up with all goodness, with good deeds. You fill it up. Though I'm fast asleep, But if we sleep according to sunnah, the whole night sleep is ibadat. We eat according to sunnah, that eating is ibadat. So for us, it isn't that only our namaz is ibadat. We can make our 24 hours ibadat. And that is what we are here to learn, that how to do it, and then the whole year we do it. And we cannot imagine, inshallah, by Allah's fadl, we will be completely shocked and dumbfounded by what Allah will give if we just spend our month correctly. When we go and meet Allah, what and what Allah will give. Let us not lose out. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.